Did you enjoy your tortilla?
Yes, I clearly need to go grocery shopping, but I'm like leaving in a couple days for you know, GDC, so it's like I don't want to like buy all these groceries. You know, it's going to go bad. Why are you looking at me like that? It's completely reasonable.
I don't know, just buy stuff and eat it that day.
What? Oh, no. What, am I going to go to the grocery store every day? Like, what do I need today?
You buy, like, 2 days worth of things. You have to buy, like, a week's worth of food every time you go.
I'm one person. I can't eat, like, these things. They all come in packages. You know when last time I, like finished a loaf of bread?
I did have that problem when I lived by myself.
Right. It's never happened.
Now, not so much a problem.
Exploding Barrel Podcast for February 24th. It's a beautiful 60-something degree.
No, it's like 72 or
no.
Something.
Oh, no.
I mean, it's great, but shit. That's not supposed to happen.
I know. It's like, I turned my air on today. I'm like, what? I used to remember, I swear to God, when I was a kid, that like, it was just nothing but snow all winter.
I have comments about global warming, but that's
a
different
show. Well, I don't know. Like, I'm not smart. Like, yeah. I think how that's not a political issue, apparently. But whatever. All right. So, hey, video games.
Video games.
A Switch launch approacheth.
Yes.
A week today.
That's crazy.
Wow.
Isn't that weird?
It's weird.
Isn't that weird? Isn't that exciting?
So
new,
cool.
New hardware.
Yeah.
It's so great. I have to say, so I watched some Nintendo YouTube channel video of, like, an unboxing. In unboxing videos, generally, I'm like, it's in the box. I know it's in the box. I've seen pictures. Like, but the guy did do one thing I very much appreciated. Before she like took the Switch out of like the Switch tablet itself out of the plastic, and he's like, wait, gotta do one thing first. She's like, what? He like takes it and like smells it, and I'm like, you know what?
Oh yeah,
he's right.
Oh yeah,
you gotta do that.
It's good. Oh man, yeah. So it's super cool. So with the launch kind of coming, we're going to kind of look back on past video game launches, specifically the software.
Just Nintendo? Or
maybe just do Nintendo.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say, that's going to be plenty.
Well, you were the one who earlier said, I have all of them here.
Well, I do have all of them. That's a lot.
In the special zone, I reviewed Horizon Zero Dawn, which is coming out, like, also...
Tuesday. Yeah, so...
We'll talk about that.
I have 3 days to beat that.
Yeah.
Not going to happen, but
no.
I'm still very excited, because, like...
It's a big game.
Everyone is saying good things about
it's
so
a big
involved.
Game. So let's kind of talk to this. So what was the NES? Well, the NES launch is weird because it didn't really, like, launch, right? It came out in New York, for, like, as a test market.
So I'm going off. So Wikipedia has a list of all console launches. I'm going to use what they define as U.S. launch dates. We'll stick to U.S. launch lineups.
Sure.
So they say that the NES launched in the United States on October 18th, 1985. Here's the list. 10-Yard Fight, Baseball, Clue Clue Land, Duck Hunt, Excitebike, Golf, Gyromite, Hogan's Alley, Ice Climber, Kung Fu, Pinball, Stack Up, Super Mario Brothers, Tennis, Wild Gunman, and Wrecking Crew.
That's pretty good. I mean, there's a lot of arcade-style games in there.
Yeah.
Which is still a thing. Like, obviously, Super Mario Brothers carries that a lot. Now, did Super Mario Brothers launch, like, with the Famicom?
No, well, real quick, because it's short. The Japanese launch was just Donkey Kong, Donkey Kong Jr., and Popeye.
Wow, so just like three arcade games. Yeah, because like it was out in Famicom for a bit. I mean, it was out in Japan for a bit before it came out here. So I think we really
was July 15th, 1983.
Yeah,
so 2 years.
We really benefited from like kind of getting it a little bit later, honestly. Mm-hmm. Isn't that weird, those 2 years? Because the NES was still around forever.
It would be another year before it came to Europe. That's actually a smaller launch lineup.
Not really, probably just Super Mario Bros.
No.
No?
Mario Brothers, but not Super Mario Brothers,
strange.
It says.
How strange.
Right?
So, obviously, if you have Super Mario Brothers, it's a pretty good launch, right? And
yeah.
I think we all kind of remember the with the action pack, the one with that in Duck Hunt or whatever.
Track and Field.
Track and Field.
That must not have been a launch,
no,
though.
That was like a different action pack. But there's...
There was the 2-pack, and then there was the 3-pack.
And then there's the one that came with Rob the Robot.
Which we never had.
No, we never had a
That's
Rob
That's what
the
Stack
Robot.
Up is, and Gyromite. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we never had Rob. But I mean, Excitebike, Golf was great.
Yeah, it's a pretty solid launch line, especially kind of back then when it was like we haven't had like a video game system in a while.
Is baseball the one where the umpires were rabbits?
That's Bad News Baseball.
Yes, you're correct.
That's much later.
Oh, great game.
Baseball is very basic. RBI Baseball is the one that kind of like nailed down a baseball game. That's mm-hmm. what everyone else copied after that, from what I recall.
All right, so now...
So pretty good.
Where the hell is the Super Nintendo on this list? Sega CD? No. Jumbotron?
I assumed it would be chronological. As
guys. Well, it's fourth generation now. And it's Sega CD. It's 32X. Here we go. Okay. Super Famicom / SNES. U.S. launch August
19th, 1991. August 1991. F-Zero. August launch. How
strange. Yeah, right?
F-Zero. I remember it being good.
Gradius 3. Pilot Wings. SimCity. Super Mario World. That's it.
Yeah, you say that's it, but yeah, Super Mario World, Pilot Wings, and also, I mean, Gradius isn't bad. I mean, it's fun. No. And F-Zero, actually, is a big one, too. Mm-hmm. That's actually really cool. That you have, if you have three, like, real big, like, Nintendo exclusives at launch, that's pretty cool.
Right.
I mean, and that's just not just, yeah, like this one, like, the Switch, the kind of the problem is we're getting, like, the one big Nintendo game, and that's kind of it. You know, like, you wish you had one more. At least having three is really cool, and a lot of stuff came out very shortly after that, like Castlevania 4 and whatnot. But Super Mario World, man, I can still play that one.
So good,
and have fun with that.
So good,
right? So I mean, that's a pretty good launch.
All right.
Well, you don't have anything to say about it.
Oh, I mean,
if you just keep saying them and then going to the next one, that's guys gonna be a short episode.
Okay, all of the above. I mean, yeah. I mean, the thing is, it's funny. So, you kind of drew comparison to the Switch. There's not F-Zero, but there is that, like, F-Zero game coming out as a launch title in the eShop.
Well, that one's been out for Wii U, though, right?
Is that the same one? There's, like, a couple of these.
I don't know. There's so many of these kind of F-Zero games.
Yeah, but Nintendo has no ideas. And, yeah, I mean, let's be honest. If Pilot Wings launched today with a system, people would be like...
Oh, it launched with the 3DS.
Yeah,
it was cool.
Yeah, it didn't, like, light the world on
fire. No, but I got it.
I understand.
If there was a Pilot Wings game launching on Switch, I would get it. Whereas, right now, I'm probably only going to get Zelda and then, like, download Shovel Knight.
The point I'm trying to make is I don't see too much difference between the Switch and SNES launch.
Oh, I think you're crazy. I think there's a huge difference. Are you kidding me? This is three big Nintendo games.
Okay.
I think that's a big deal. F-Zero alone. Like you can... I'll give you a trade-off with Breath of the Wild and Mario World, right? Mm-hmm. And then after that, everything else on the SNES is gravy. And F-Zero is huge gravy. There's no gravy on the Switch, really.
You're not excited for Snippet? Or no. What's that called?
Snippet, yeah. Snippet or like...
Snap.
No. I was like, maybe... There's like some things that are like cute, like, oh, a new Bomberman, whatever, you know? But like nothing like, oh, man... Wow, this is like a big... This is a game we're going to talk about 5 years from now, you know?
Fair enough.
All right, so...
N64 launch. September 29th, 1996.
This one's easy.
Pilot Wings 64, Super Mario 64.
Right, and it's a small one. But yet, I would say maybe it's better than the Switch launch, because you have two big Nintendo games.
Mm-hmm.
You have Mario 64, maybe the greatest launch game of all time, I think.
Sure.
I think the only other... You know, competitors are the other Mario games, like the big ones, and Halo, maybe. Mm-hmm. I'm just not that much of a Halo guy. And at the time, playing Mario 64 was just so much fun. It was like such a big game. And Pilot Wings 64 was the best Pilot Wings because it was the 3D one. It was like my first time.
You know how fun it was just to get you unlock those wings.
Yeah,
how fun it was just to fly around those.
The whole like idea of kind of like an open world, quote unquote, was so new, right? Mm-hmm. We were just like flying around that island. There was like some hidden things to find. Oh, and stuff.
And that was fun.
It was cool. It was just like we hadn't done anything like that before. So it's fun. Yeah, it was two games, but still a really cool launch. It was kind of like it almost kind of made things easier. It's like, yeah, I guess I'm getting Mario and Pilot Wings. And that hey, they're both good. They're both good.
They're both good.
Right. So, yeah, it's like surprisingly a good launch. It's the interesting thing here.
Well, it was a definitely quality over quantity.
Yes.
I think I'd guess you'd say.
Yes, it was.
GameCube. November 18th, 2001.
This is like everything's November for a while.
All-Star Baseball 2002. Batman Vengeance.
Oh, gosh. That was
not remember that at all. Crazy Taxi. Dave Mirra Freestyle BMX 2. Disney's Tarzan Untamed.
I do remember that being a launch game.
Luigi's Mansion.
Oh, yeah.
Madden 2002. NHL Hits 2002.
That's right. They had EA this time.
Star Wars Rogue Squadron 2 Rogue Leader.
Oh, man.
Super Monkey Ball. Tony Hawk Pro Skater 3.
Oh, yeah.
And Wave Race Blue Storm.
Mm-hmm.
And so what's interesting about the GameCube launch to me, I think the most exciting launch games weren't Nintendo games.
Yeah, that's what's strange about it.
Like, I mean, like, Luigi's Mansion is a good game.
It's a really good game. It was fun, but it was short.
Give me Rogue Leader. Give me Tony Hawk 3.
Yeah. Like, well, it's interesting because you have some, like, third-party stuff like that. You have these really, like, multi-platform, I mean. Then you have, like, Super Monkey Ball, which is really interesting. Rogue Leader. And, like, you actually have, like, one of the ones that you thought would be kind of a bigger deal, Wave Race, right, was, like, not... I remember it kind of fell a little flat. The GameCube Wave Race.
Yeah,
game.
I think
it had a really pretty water.
Yeah, but like we played that already. Like aside from the better water, which we'd seen in Hydro Thunder,
right?
It didn't feel new enough.
And this was the case where Nintendo had a very good like couple of months after that planned because you had Pikmin 1 and Smash Bros. Melee pretty shortly after launch, so they still had those. But yeah, at launch, yeah, you're right. It's like if I had to pick two games from that, I might actually go with Monkey Ball and Rogue Leader.
Right.
You know, Monkey Ball, man. Oh, that's fun.
Mm-hmm.
But Luigi's Mansion is pretty great too.
All right,
the Wii.
The Wii. Where are you? Wii.
Nintendo bless us.
Wii. U.S. launch November 19th, 2006, which is before the Japanese launch. Yes, it is December 6th.
Yeah.
Okay. Wii. Now this should tell us right now that more does not equal better. Avatar: The Last Airbender, Call of Duty 3, Cars, Dragon Ball Z, Budokai Tenkaichi 2. Excite Truck, The Great Adventures of Billy and Mandy, GT Pro Series, Happy Feet, The Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess, Madden NFL 07, Marvel Ultimate Alliance, Monster 4x4 World Circuit, Need for Speed Carbon, Rampage Total Destruction, Rayman Raving Rabbids, Red Steel, remember Red Steel? SpongeBob SquarePants, Creature from the Krusty Krab, Super Monkey Ball, Banana Blitz, Tony Hawk's Downhill Jam,
oh God,
Trauma Center, Second Operation, and of course, Wii Sports.
I remember they did make a very big deal about how many games they were having at launch.
Right, but like, there's a lot of shovelware in that list.
Right, but at the time it was exciting because it was like, all these things you can try. Like, we got like some games we never would have got, like Tony Hawk's Downhill Jam, right? Because you're like, oh, we could try the motion control. There's a lot of games that were like, try it on the Wii now, like Madden, like because it was different on the Wii. I remember even that Dragon Ball Z fighting, and like you can do it, you can do a Kamehameha.
Yeah, and of course none of it works.
Right, and yeah, in the end, you know, Red Steel is like the big first person shooter you can use with that, and people were even getting Call of Duty 3 on there because it was like you can use the Wii remote as the gun, right? Mm-hmm. And in the end of the day, the only two games on there that was really worth much of anything was Twilight Princess, which was
good.
It was Zelda. Yeah, it was a real good Zelda game. I mean, it was kind of like a natural Zelda game at that point. It was like, oh, here's like another one in that Ocarina.
Yeah,
tradition.
I was gonna say more so than Wind Waker. It was Ocarina time too, in a lot of ways.
Yeah, it was like, okay, we need to. Some people didn't like Wind Waker. It's not like it's not as exciting as Breath of the Wild coming out because it's this like different thing, right?
Right.
Like,
it was more iterative.
Right. It was more. We kind of knew we were getting a little bigger. Like the big difference was you could turn to a wolf sometimes, which you know didn't really change things that much.
Yeah, which was weird.
Right. So I mean, it was cool because it was a 3D Zelda game. Those are always great. And then Wii Sports was actually like really fun, and everyone had that, and it was super cool.
What made Wii Sports so fun is you could get people like your parents,
yeah, you
play. To like play some tennis and bowling and be like, hey.
It was like the Wii game. It was like, look, this is the Wii. We're playing Wii. It's different. Wow, how weird. Cool. You know? And it had like a bunch of things in it. And they're, you know, golf and bowling and tennis. It was all fun.
Now, here's another interesting look. They have a launch date listed for the Virtual Console, which launched November 19th, 2006. So what was the time difference there?
So
it launched with the system. How the fuck did they launch the Wii with the Virtual Console and forgot to do it for the Switch?
I think, and this, I don't know, I'm speculating. I think there's a decent chance that the success of the NES Classic has kind of thrown off the Virtual Console plans a bit.
I hope not.
I think maybe. I don't know. It's a little strange.
Because that is dumb.
I mean, because it'd be cool to have it on Switch because of that whole portable thing. Like, even though
it does kind of help fatten up the launch.
Right. With something or another. But again, I'm also this mind where, like, I'm sick of, like, here's the Virtual Console. There's a few games on it. We're going to add one every, like, week. Like,
just put them there at this point.
If they want to delay a Virtual Console that when it comes out there's hundreds of games on there, I'll be fine with that.
Yeah. I just hate, here we are a week from launch.
Yeah, their communication is
and
awful.
It's like, oh, yeah, it's not coming out. We have nothing to say at this time. Like,
no,
fuck
stupid.
You guys.
Right.
We know you got to be doing something.
Yeah, no, for sure.
But anyway, the U.S. Virtual Console launch on the Wii was Altered Beast, Donkey Kong, F-Zero, Mario Brothers, Pinball, SimCity, Soccer, Solomon's Key, Sonic the Hedgehog, Super Mario 64, Legend of Zelda, Wario's Woods.
Super Mario 64 and Sonic 1 were, like, the cool ones that get there.
Right, right.
Because it was cool to, like, because it was, like, a new thing to, like, play Super Mario 64 on your Wii. It was kind of interesting, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was neat.
All right. To the Wii U. November 18th, 2012. Not that long ago.
Yeah, but also surprisingly kind of long ago, right?
Well, yeah. It feels like it's been forever that we've been stuck with that thing. And again, it's a big launch lineup. Jeez, might be the biggest one yet, actually. Assassin's Creed 3, Batman Arkham City Armored Edition, Ben 10 Omniverse, Call of Duty Black Ops 2, Chasing Aurora.
It's funny how it had third-party games at first.
Yeah. Epic Mickey 2, The Power of 2, ESPN Sports Connection, FIFA Soccer 13, Funky Barn.
Funky Barn.
What the hell is Funky Barn?
You forget Funky Barn?
Yes, I must.
Dude, the classic.
I must admit I do.
The classic.
Game Party Champions, Just Dance 4, Little Inferno, which isn't that a Switch launch title?
Oh, but that was a popular Wii U game. We had a guide for that on GamesBeat with just like all the recipes that like was like one of our top stories forever.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Maybe it's because like no one else did one, but
Madden NFL 13, Mass Effect 3 Special Edition.
Yeah,
Mass Effect. Mighty Switch Force Hyperdrive Edition.
Isn't that weird you could play Mass Effect 3 on the Wii U?
Yeah. Nano Assault Neo, NBA 2K13, New Super Mario Bros. U, Ninja Gaiden 3, Razor's Edge.
Oh man.
Nintendo Land, Rabbids Land, Scribblenauts Unlimited, Sing Party, Skylanders Giant, Sonic and All-Star Racing Transformed, it's a thumbs up.
That's like one of the most surprising launch games ever.
Oh, so good. I'll talk about it in a second. Tank, tank, tank!
What, does it have exclamation points? Is that what you
say? After each tank.
Tank, tank, tank!
Exactly. Tekken Tag Tournament 2 Wii U Edition.
God. Everything had to be, like, specified. Like, this is the crappier one.
Transformers Prime, The Game, Trine 2 Director's Cut, Warriors Orochi 3 Hyper,
oh.
Wipeout 3,
it's a lot of subtitles,
Your Shape Fitness Evolved 2013, and Zombie U.
Oh, Zombie U.
So there's like two things that happened with the Wii U launch. First is like, all these third parties are like, yeah, we're totally supporting Nintendo, and then brought like 2 and 3 year old games and like...
Ubisoft tried.
Ubisoft did, but like, you know, Mass Effect 3, Batman Arkham City Armored Edition,
yeah.
Which was like, we can't show Catwoman's cleavage on the Nintendo console, so we put armor on her. Like,
is that what that was?
Pretty sure. Darksiders 2 shows up. It's like weird shit.
What were the Nintendo games? Nintendo Land and Mario?
Nintendo Land, New Super Mario Bros. U. That might be it.
Okay. Nintendo Land was not much.
No. Nintendo Land got boring real quick. Like, unlike Wii Sports, which was like, I don't know, like, it was more like a game, I guess, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? Like playing tennis is a game.
Yeah.
Playing that weird Metroid shooter, you're like, it was like playing a demo for right. A game that's never coming out.
Well, that's weird, because it's doing all these things, like, this is things we could do with the tablet, and then, like, they're like, maybe we shouldn't do any of that.
Yeah.
Like, none of those things, like, what none of those things became games, really, right?
No. And so here's the other thing. So, like, you're launching this system with this tablet, and you gotta, like, have a game to show it off. And we're gonna discount Nintendo Land. Zombie U tried. And that wasn't even Nintendo. I never actually played Zombie U.
Some people liked it.
Some people liked it. And it's like, from what I understand, it tried. Honestly, the best use of the tablet, in my opinion, from this launch lineup, was Sonic and All-Stars Racing Transformed. And here's why. Because you could play two players, and instead of doing split screen, one person got the tablet.
That was neat.
One got TV. You could even do 5 players. 4 players split screen, one on the tablet. Like, Mario Kart didn't even do that.
Yeah.
Which I always thought was so smart.
That was a fun game just to have that launch.
So
that might have been the best launch game.
I think it was.
Because even New Super Mario Brothers, you...
It was the fourth one.
It was fun, but it was like, all right, guys. It's like, you know, and they were saying, like, oh, we're launching with the new Mario game. Like, yeah, you are, sure.
Do you know what the smartest thing that Sonic and All-Stars Racing Transformed did?
What?
The second level was a Panzer Dragoon level.
Oh, man, it was sweet.
With that awesome remixed version of the theme song?
Yeah.
Come on.
It was, like, made for, like, Saturn Dreamcast nerds,
right?
I guess.
I'm like,
it was awesome.
And then Wreck-It Ralph was a character, too, because I was very high in Wreck-It Ralph at the time.
Yeah.
Like, God, you look at it, like, Were you really going to get Ninja Gaiden 3 on the Wii U? Like, if you wanted it, you played it already by this point. Mm-hmm. Like, none of this made sense.
Yeah, it was none of it made sense. It was a weird launch. And there wasn't... And unlike with the GameCube, where there weren't a lot of Nintendo games, but they were better ones, like, there wasn't a lot immediately after.
And again, I still like, maintain this, and this is what makes me worried about Nintendo's rhetoric now, and I hope that's all it is. I think part of the problem was, at this point, they were really splitting their development time between 3DS... and Wii U.
Yeah, lots of good 3DS games coming out.
Yeah.
So is that the worst one you think of the launches?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
pretty. Absolutely. For as big as its lineup was, you know. And again, like, all these third-party launch games, you know, not like EA was making Wii U games after that. Like,
no.
You know, like, right. Like stuff like
that. And a lot of it was stuff that had come out earlier. Yeah, so that's a weird launch.
Mm-hmm. Very.
So
weird
do you
launch.
Have like the Switch launch on there? We just look at that.
Let's
real quick
see.
Now.
I didn't scroll down that far.
For
let's
comparisons,
see
I'm gonna say.
Okay, here's what they have so far in here. North American launch March 3rd, 2017. 1-2 Switch, Fast RMX. That's the F-Zero thing.
Okay.
And it's not the one that was on Wii U, I think, because I don't recognize that name. Human Resource Machine, I Am Setsuna. Is that a launch?
Is it? Interesting.
I don't remember hearing that. That's cool if it is. Yeah. Just Dance 2017, Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild, Little Inferno, Shovel Knight Spectre of Torment, and Shovel Knight Treasure Trove, which is like all Shovel Knight, including Spectre of Torment.
Yeah.
It's, well, it's a little confusing.
Treasure Trove is Treasure Knight's one, which is newer. I don't know if it's coming out that day or not. Not Treasure Knight, King...
Treasure Trove is... Spectre of Torment's the new one.
Well, Spectre Torment's been out for a bit. There's one other one.
No. Spectre Torment's the new one.
Oh, you're right. Plague Knight's the older one. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You're right.
So Treasure Trove, it's just all the Shovel Knight.
Okay, I got it.
Including the new one. Okay, so it's like, if you've played the other Shovel Knight games and you just want the new one, you get Spectre Torment.
I think King Knight is like the last one. He's going to come out later. One more. There's one more coming.
But I'll be getting the Treasure Trove.
For sure.
Yeah, I've never finished the first Shovel Knight because I had it on 3DS and didn't play it a lot.
Those aren't... What is it? Why? Because those weren't paid DLC, you know. So what is
Spectre of Torment is.
Is it?
Yeah.
I thought it wasn't.
Like I said, they're releasing it as a standalone.
Okay.
Or you get it, this Treasure Trove.
I thought they were always adding those for free. I don't know.
No. And then right now, they made a big deal to say, like, Shovel Knight is on sale this week on, like, almost every digital platform. Get it now before the price goes up when this new thing comes out. Because I think they're only selling either Treasure Trove or just Spectre of Torment. It's confusing. Skylanders, Imaginators, Snipper Clips, Super Bomberman R, and World of Goo.
So, it's not much. There's, like, some older digital game, like Shovel Knight. Like, it'll be cool to have that on
the... Well, I'm definitely getting Shovel Knight.
Yeah.
Snipper Clips, they announced that on the 10th, so a week later, they're going to release a bundle that is two extra Joy-Cons, well, the complete Joy-Con set, along with the digital code for Snipper Clips. So I might actually do that.
1-2 Switches just seems, like, too weird.
Well, my problem with 1-2 Switch and Super Bomberman R, those are not full-price games to me.
Yeah.
Like, great, they made a Bomberman, but I'm not paying
$60
for what's essentially Super Bomberman on the Super Nintendo with, like, some 3D graphics thrown on it.
That's why, like, that's a little bit of a wait and see.
Yeah, or at least, like, a price drop or something. I Am Setsuna, I could be swayed. Fast RMX, I could be swayed.
Again, it's like another older digital game. But, yeah, I mean, this is, like, it's not a great launch lineup. But
it
you
does
Zelda.
Have Legend of Zelda
That's
Breath
the thing.
Of the Wild.
It's like, you have Zelda, right.
And I think a console like the Xbox is proof that sometimes all you need is one good launch title.
No, for sure. But there is that, like, weird little, like, this is also coming on Wii U thing.
Yeah, and then even, like, I mean, the next Nintendo game, far as we know, will be Mario Kart, which, again, great game, but... just a Wii U port.
Yeah, the next, like, exciting one will be Splatoon 2.
Mm-hmm.
Then Mario later in the year and stuff like that. It'll be interesting to see what they announce kind of coming up here. So what's the best one?
The best one? It sounds weird, but I might say the 64.
It is. It's like, those two games are just so good.
I mean, I know it's just two, but it's like... Like, in a weird way, there's a simplicity. Like, well, I'm getting these.
Yeah.
And they're both great, so, okay. Yeah.
Right. I think Super Nintendo is really good with Mario and F-Zero and Pilot Wings. But I think you might be right, man. And I don't even like Nintendo 64 that much.
Yeah, its legacy doesn't hold up on its launch.
I mean, it does for a lot of people. I'm just, like, a weirdo with it sometimes, but the launch was great. I think Mario 64 is the best Nintendo 64 game. And I don't know if I can think of other systems where its best game came out at launch.
Yeah.
Like, you could maybe say Ocarina of Time. I don't know, some people like one, but like, I still would probably say Mario 64 isn't the best Nintendo 64 game.
Yeah, that's that was day one. True.
So, cool. All right. We'll talk about Horizon a little bit.
Yes. So, you like it?
Yeah, I think if you have a PlayStation 4, it's a game you should check out. I think it's pretty
cool. The reason I'm very excited is, like, games like this are the reason I wanted a PS4 Pro.
Right, yeah. This kind of, like...
Like all these Sony exclusives. Like, this God of War. Mm-hmm. Like, here we go. Like let's see what this thing
and
does.
It's cool because, you know, this generation in general has kind of had a bad time starting new franchises, right?
Yeah.
Like Sunset Overdrive didn't really, like, take off. Order 1886, not so much, you know? It's like we've been kind of just you doing a lot of the same thing. This is like, okay, the guys who made Killzone are making something else now, and it's cool and different, and yeah, it's great.
Good.
And it's definitely like in that Far Cry kind of new Tomb Raider tradition,
mm-hmm.
right? Like you're doing like a lot of like the crafting your ammo and stuff, and you're kind of walking. You know.
But also, I keep hearing people bringing up Witcher a lot when they talk about this game.
So I think the Witchery part of it to me is the side quests, and that all of the side quests kind of have like a story element to it. Like you're talking to a guy to give you. It's not like that's
it's
the problem.
It's not like just go kill.
Well, that's
of
the
these.
Problem with Far Cry is that it gets so repetitive because all of the side quests and most of it is side quests. Is like go
just
clear this
quest.
Right. Go clear out this camp. Go over here, kill this thing. Like here's the text box that says you have to do. There's no. Yeah. It gets kind of like old.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas every quest here feels pretty different. And there even is like a quest chain, which does feel like the clear out the camps. And there's like a few of those you have to do, but I'm like, I don't want to do those, so I'm not going to.
There you
go. Yeah, that's fine. It's not like in Far Cry where like you have to do that to unlock the quick travel and mm-hmm, stuff mm-hmm. like that.
So one thing I'm curious to hear about is like the whole crafting ammo system. Because mm-hmm. like sometimes if those are not handled well, they just become an impediment to playing.
I mean, it never bothered me too much. I mean, you're
I mean, is it genuinely valuable to be crafting specific types of ammo for different
Oh, taking? Sure.
Like, I think that's my problem. It's like, sometimes these games, like, for all the effort you put into crafting, it's not that much better than just using, like, a basic arrow.
So, yeah, no, because... So the really cool thing about this game is the robots you fight.
Sure.
These really neat robot enemies... And the thing that kind of goes hand-in-hand with that, my problem with, like, Far Cry and games like that, these open-world games where you have, like, a skill tree, is they have kind of, like, this reverse difficulty curve where, like, you... Right? Because, like, yeah. It's like, when at the start, you don't have anything, so it's real hard. It's kind of more interesting then by the end of it, you have, like, push Y to kill three people near you immediately. And it's like, right? It's like stuff like that. So it's like, at the end of the game, it's like, yeah, it's not even hard anymore.
Right.
This game scales really well. Mm-hmm. You keep meeting these new enemies that are just much harder, and you do need to, like, you know, hit their weaknesses. Like, some will be weaker to fire or whatnot. And a lot of it, too, is, like, knocking out their, like, specific components. Like, they have a turret, so get that off there first so that they can't shoot the turret. Maybe you can pick that turret up and start fighting them with it. Or, you know, like, there's a flying one. Hey, take out its, like, wings. It won't be able to fly as much. Or use your tether thing. Like, there's all these different strategies you can kind of use.
Do you get any kind of a Monster Hunter vibe from the game?
A little bit. Because,
Yeah, I know, like, a large part, like, you don't buy stuff. You have to, like... You there's like a currency, but then you have to go like kill something and get like a reactor from it.
Yeah, so you buy things, but like you buy a weapon, but like the weapon is basically a shell, and like basically what makes a weapon better is that it has more slots for those kind of reactors, mm-hmm. and that's how like the big damage boosts and stuff come up like that. So yeah, and the currency too, a lot of that you get from taking these things down. Like, I didn't necessarily a whole... Like, in the beginning more so, where I would, like, specifically, like, I need to kill this monster to get this thing, mm-hmm. right? More so at the end, like, there'd be enough of them just kind of coming up through quests that I wasn't like, all right, now some time to just go farm, whatever.
Yeah, or, like, specifically, I have to find this thing.
Mm-hmm, right, so that was fine. One of the things I really just liked about the game was the setting, this kind of, like, mysterious post-apocalyptic world where, like, well, what happened?
It's like post-apocalypse.
Right. It's like, well, what happened here? It's not like... It's kind of like... Last of Us, but you had an idea what happened to Last of Us, right? And there's a lot more. Like, these people were from that society. Yeah. This is, like, long after.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, Last of Us, we saw what happened.
Yeah.
We were there.
Yeah, and this is, like, long after, and no one's really quite sure what happened.
Like, it's so far away.
Right, so it's a really interesting world just to, like, kind of learn about it. So, yeah, I just really enjoyed it.
Does it look good?
It looks pretty good. I mean, the environments look better than the characters, I think.
Yeah,
just because you're always
a lot of games.
You're always comparing that stuff now to, like, Uncharted 4, and it's kind of hard. It's just not animated as well, you know?
Yeah.
It's stuff like that.
Which is a little bit of a bummer, because I feel like animation was something Killzone did really well.
So, yeah, I can't even... I think
just when you scale up so much, it's hard to.
Well, it's like in like the battle animation stuff like that are really good, but just like cutscene animation, like, yeah, like when characters are talking to each other.
Like, there was that E3 clip, and I was like, oh no, because it looked like bad Mass Effect 1 dialogue.
Yeah,
is that still the case?
No, the dialogue, it's all written well, but like the characters definitely do like stand there, kind of talk to each other.
Yeah, it's don't, like that thing where they're kind of like moving their hands over.
They're not.
And over.
They're not doing that at least.
Okay,
but they're also not moving much. It's like the other side where it's almost like. Yes, you seem a little wooden, but you know, whatever, it's fine. But there are some likable characters and stuff. So, but yeah, it's a cool game. I think you should probably check it out.
It is pre-ordered and ready to go.
All right, cool. All right, is that it?
That's it.
All right, I'm like telling him, I'm like, I have to go.
I got your subtle gesture as you point at your watch and make that cutting motion.
All right, everyone, thanks for listening to the Exploding Barrel Podcast. You can find more of us at ebpodcast.com. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, Google Play, all that stuff. And what you want to say something?
No, I'm just waiting for you to finish.
Yeah, I'm also on the Games Beats Decides podcast these days with Jeff Grubb, so check that out.
Well, we're gonna do that. I'm on the Too Old for This podcast, yeah, so check that out.
Too. Our last episode, Jeff's been playing Zelda on the Switch. We've been talking about that.
So, yeah, hey. I listened and I could hear your palpable jealousy.
It's infuriating. All right, thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next week right here on the Exploding Barrel Podcast.
Bye bye.